when an iPod can store 10,000 songs in your shirt pocket, and sharing a tune with someone halfway around the world is as easy as clicking the download button, it may be difficult to appreciate a time when music was preserved by memory, sung out loud on the porch or in the parlor, and passed along to family and friends like a precious heirloom.
Here's a song called A Factory Girl. This is one that I used to hear my sister Nancy do when I was a small kid. I used to hear her sing this song, and I like it mighty well, and it goes like this.
Today, as part of What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center that looks at one song and its story, folklorist Archie Green recalls the day he discovered a ballad that's threaded its way across many generations.
Yonder stands that spinning room boss. He looks so fair in style. I hope he'll marry a factory girl before this year grows out.
About 1961, I was in North Carolina collecting from Dorsey Dixon, who had been a recording artist of the 20s and 30s. We wanted to get his story of textile songs, his work with Roy Acuff. Anyhow, I was asking Dorsey if he knew any old songs, and a classic answer, well, I don't know them, but my sister does. Well, I want to meet your sister. Oh, she's in a rest home. She's dying.
Pity me all day. Pity me, I pray. Pity me, my darling. Take me far away.
We went out to the rest home. It was sort of a county home for textile workers, or lint heads, as they're called, on their deathbed. And it was hot weather. The smell was just killing. And here this frail woman, less than 100 pounds, you know, in the sheets. And we were introduced, and she started to describe her youth when she went to work as a bobbin girl, you know, changing the bobbins on the looms at the age of 5 or 6. Just an amazing story of child labor. You know, the pictures of little girls tending the mill machinery, that was her story.
While you poor girls are hard at work, I'll be home in bed.
And I asked her what song she knew, and she said, oh, she used to always sing Pity Me All Day. And I said, would she sing it? And in her clear, unaccompanied voice,
pity me all day, pity me all day, pity me, my darling, and take me far away. Yonder stands that spinning room boss.
It's apparently our oldest industrial ballad in continuous oral tradition. It's a camera snapshot into working conditions. It's the personal response of a 12, 13 years old to the initial textile mills in New England.
All I'll say to you factory girls, come see me if you can. I'm gonna quit this factory work and marry a nice young man.
She said we would sing it of an evening sitting on the porch of our little company homes. And I always remember that phrase, not we sang it in the evening, but of an evening.
Pity me all day. Pity me.
Nancy was very happy that she could record for us. She had a sense that she was making a contribution, but I don't think she could possibly know how great a contribution she was making.
No more I hear this roaring over my head, when you poor girls is hard at work and me at home in bed. Pity me all day, pity me, I pray, pity me, my darling, and take me far away.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center.